Hello everyone, this is Kai, and we are on another episode of All Things Kai. It's been a long time since we did this, and that's largely because I have been traveling. I have had a whole lot of work on my desk, and it's been very, very difficult trying to carve out some time even for myself. So I haven't done this in a while, but I'm hoping I can get back to it. And today we will be talking about education, specifically in Nigeria though. So we're talking about the educational sector in Nigeria and how it works at the moment. So education in this 21st century has gone beyond the four walls of a classroom. As it is right now, education is very fluid. There are online and offline classes to be taken. So formal education doesn't just quite require that you show up in class and take classes. It goes beyond all of that. You have online classes where electronic learning is quite the thing, and students learn, and the learning process goes beyond getting certified simply because a person can read and write or speak the part. It just goes beyond all of that, and right now a person who's educated should be able to understand how the world works, should be able to understand social systems, behavioral patterns, all of that. So there are different teaching models that could help to inform how a learning environment could be managed. You have the Paidera lecture, coaching and seminar method, where learning is solely dependent on the teacher or the lecturer at this point, and the lecturer is in charge of all the learning methods and imparting knowledge 100%, as opposed to the other teaching model, which is the constructivism module, where learning is eclectic and learners construct their own learning, which means that new knowledge is dependent on prior understanding of the subject matter, and learning is enhanced by social interaction. So there are a whole lot more teaching models, but I'm just looking at those two and I'm saying these are either of the ways education is conducted here in Nigeria. So you're either learning because you're being taught everything, or you're learning because you are somewhat in charge of some percentage of your learning, and social interaction both with your classmates, your environment and all of that is influencing your learning process. So here we have different kinds of education, formal and informal of course, and all of that. But how exactly do we make the learning environment more conducive to students? Because at this day and age, there's a whole lot more to learning than just a student coming in. Each student coming in isn't exactly at par with the other. And when I say at par, I mean that every student has their own learning ability or learning disability, or even physical disabilities that could affect their learning process. So each student may not learn at the same pace with the others. And for someone who's in the system, I have a very good first-hand knowledge of what I'm talking about. I currently have a student in my class right now who uses a wheelchair, and so we had to make sure that the classroom we're using this semester is wheelchair accessible, and it's comfortable for her to be able to come and go as she pleases. And attending classes isn't difficult for her. So what are other classes where they've had students with hearing disabilities or sight impediments, and you're supposed to teach everybody at the same pace, at the same time, no specialized teaching method or specialized teaching periods or teaching materials for that matter for each of these categories of students. It begins to show those cracks, those difficulties we have in the system that need to be taken care of. These are structural changes that need to be made but are still largely unattended to, simply because, well, it is a rather draconian thing we have going on here, and bureaucracy can be very, very difficult. So before you can make a change, you have to climb up several ladders, except of course if you can, within your own capacity, effect that change and make it work for you, which is what I do with my students. I try as much as I can to, for the sake of the learner, make the environment conducive, depending on what students I have in class and what their learning challenges are. So we have students with learning disabilities, autism, ADHD, and the rest of that. And I don't quite know if now all the instances I've given have been tertiary education based, because those are the students I teach. I teach undergrads. But for those who teach a primary education and secondary education, I don't quite understand what happens, because the few schools that I've checked, I know that there are a few special schools out there, but they are not enough. They are nearly not enough. At least I know of two kids who had to be withdrawn from school simply because they are autistic, and I took my time trying to encourage the parents, and I did the much I could, and I know that one of them is currently still currently out of school, and the other was being homeschooled. The other one was being homeschooled last I talked with them, and he's making progress. And these are both autistic kids who at some point in their education had to leave school because the school demanded that the parents withdraw them from school because they don't quite have the material and the manpower or the know-how of how to handle them and how to teach them. So this means that several kids with learning disabilities tend to fall through the cracks and are labeled dull and difficult to teach. And these are kids who are brilliant. They're amazing. They have a good understanding of how things work. It just happens that the way they think and the way they internalize things, the way they understand their environment, isn't quite the same as every other person around them. So teaching them has to be a little different. But these schools can't be bothered because they feel they don't want to take the extra stress it would require to give these kids the education they need. Now, I have checked, and I have not found out any. I'm still hoping that I can find out any body or organization that is supposed to be sort of an enforcement agency that would make these schools create all-inclusive learning environments for these other kids. But that's basically just it right now. So kids with learning disabilities, I really don't know how they're managing. There are a few schools that are specific for them, but it's not enough. It's not enough for the population. There are few and far between, and even the few that are there are extremely expensive. So for those whose parents are minimum wage earners, well, that's a child falling through the cracks right there. So well, moving on from that, I think the education, when it comes to a child's education, parents should become more involved. Encourage reading culture. Reading culture has declined. A lot of kids find it easier to just pick up their phones than they would pick up a book and read. So reading culture needs to be encouraged. We need to make the next generation of students understand that there is more to be gained from education, and there's more to life than just easy fame and money that comes with entertainment. And overly relaxed social rules need to be picked up again. A lot of children don't understand the concept of respect or boundaries and all of that, and I think we need to tighten that a little bit. And then poor reward for academic excellence needs to be changed, so that education would become what it's supposed to be, and not just some abstract concept or something that has to be done simply because it should, just so you can get certified and then you can move on to other things. So that's my take on it. It's a very broad topic, and I don't want to continue rambling because it would take forever to finish this or several episodes, but I just wanted to cram everything into as short an episode as I can, so that next time around I could treat something else completely different. So that's it for this topic, and this is Kai, and this is another episode of All Things Kai. Thanks for having me, and thanks for listening. Thank you.